The coronavirus has been devastating to the movie theater industry, especially art house and independent theaters. As WFAE's Nick Delacanal reports, some are surviving and some aren't.
Walk into the Manor Theater and you step into darkness. Brad Ritter used to run the theater. He leans against a counter that used to be filled with candy and popcorn.
Pretty much everything has been cleaned out at this point. All the concession, the soda fountains, everything's been gutted. All the closets have been... Everything's been removed from them.
He shares the building's history as we walk up the stairs to the projection room. For the last 70 years, movies have played here, but now it's empty. Downstairs, the auditoriums are completely gutted. The seats have been hauled off, the curtains pulled down, and the screens removed.
We're back to basically the original shell of the building, which dates back to 1947.
The theater had survived the recessions of the 1980s and 90s, even the financial crisis of the late 2000s. But not the coronavirus pandemic. This leaves Charlotte movie lovers without a place dedicated to independent and foreign films. Jay Morong of the Charlotte Film Society says the loss will be felt across the city.
I think about all of the people who came here, who saw movies here, who had their first dates here, who were inspired by a film that they could only see at the Manor here. And so to me, there's an element of that where it makes me sad to look and go, like, nobody's going to sit in here and get that anymore.
Independent theater owners across the state also watch the closing of the Manor Theater with sadness. They're hanging on for now, though extended shutdowns are cutting deep into their revenue. Mary Beth Poplick is the only full-time staff member at the historic Sunrise Theater in Southern Pines. It's a nonprofit that relies almost entirely on ticket sales.
Yeah, it's been tough. Our goal is always just to break even and to provide the community with, you know, great entertainment. So we're not in money-making mode even on the best of days.
She's laid off staff and canceled summer events. But like many other small theaters, she's also finding creative ways to pull in some revenue. The Sunrise is now offering popcorn and other concessions for curbside pickup. She's also joined other theaters in offering virtual screenings. You buy a ticket for a movie online, and the studio and local theater both get a cut. Poplick says sales have been modest, though it's not the same.
Virtual theater has been steady, but not, I mean, nowhere near what we would get if they came into our theater.
Independent theaters around the country are also finding new ways to stay afloat. Alison Cosberg ran the Arthouse Convergence, a group for independent theaters, until she lost her job due to the pandemic. When she had her job, theaters shared ideas with her over virtual meetings.
The Trilon in Minneapolis was having a poster sale, so sometimes it's selling items. Some of it is virtual engagement. The Coolidge in Brookline, Massachusetts has a really robust, wonderful online education film series, so educational film seminars that people can join in. In Boston, there was also film trivia to support local cinemas.
Some theaters have also staged drive-ins. Others have applied for PPP loans and other emergency grants. Most independent theaters in North Carolina say they are committed to reopening once it's safe to do so. That includes the Carolina Theater in Durham and Cameo Art House in Fayetteville. In Winston-Salem, Lauren Desai of Aperture Cinema is asking herself the big question, when can she open and how?
I've spent so many hours thinking about what reopening would look like.
Her two largest auditoriums seat 80 people each, and she says it might not be worth it to reopen if social distancing means audiences will be limited.
When you're talking about an 80-seat theater and 6 feet between people, you maybe can get between 17 and 20 seats in a theater for a screening. So the economics of how that works present a real challenge.
She's hoping the pandemic can be brought under control quickly because her theater has already lost more than a quarter of its annual revenue. Independent theaters can survive the coronavirus pandemic, but what they do in the next few months to stretch their resources until people feel safe to see a movie in the theater will be crucial to their survival. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.